EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we're talking to talented singer, songwriter, and producer Cato Reed, also known as KR. Stay tuned and find out what he has going on. And we want you to participate, so make sure that you call in and give us your opinion. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Trying to recover from my weekend.
Yeah, you were in Miami, right?
Miami, yep. Yep.
How was it?
Had an amazing trip. Amazing trip.
Right.
But I need to sit down somewhere.
Yeah, you've been on tour, huh?
Exactly.
Been on tour.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was very laid back. I didn't do a whole lot. You know, I didn't have my running partner with me. She was in Miami, so you know, no. But but yeah. So I just you know laid low this weekend. I didn't do a whole lot.
Okay. Some of those the best weekend. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to one of those chill weekends.
Exactly. Well, we have Chike on a lot. Chike, how are you doing tonight?
I know what he did this weekend.
I'm good. Doing great tonight, sir. How are you, Miss Parker, Miss Traveler?
I'm doing well. I know what you did this weekend. Movie.
Yeah, I was swamped with it. It's a good thing. Good for business.
Yeah. So what did you
see? Like I was telling you guys last week, the film festival was in town in Philadelphia, and it was like a kid in the candy store. I had so much to choose from, I didn't know what to choose. I saw three films this week. I saw two independents, and then I went to go see the Harry Potter. I don't even need to tell you that Harry Potter's off the hook. I'm so glad that finally somebody got a series of movies correct. They have gotten progressively better as they went on instead of progressively worse, like most other movies do. And I'm so glad that they've decided to end it on a high note and leave it this way. Very good franchise, very good movie. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
And the other two movies were independents from the film festival. One was called In a Glass Cage. I don't know how many people have seen Passion of the Christ, but if you remember Passion of the Christ and how disturbing it was,
mm-hmm.
I know, at least it was for me to sit there and watch it and to just be unnerved to your soul about what you were watching. This movie, In a Glass Cage, basically did the same thing for me. It was basically about a Nazi war criminal who fled to Spain to hide from persecution. But while he was in World War II, he committed crimes against children, like torturing them and all, and so on and so forth. And one of the children got set free and came after him after so many years. So this child is now an adult who is now seeking revenge on his tormentor. And he basically does to this man what was done to him. Very graphic, very violent, very disturbing. It was really hard to watch, but it was as far as a piece of art, it was really good. If you can catch it on DVD, because they're supposed to be released to DVD after the film festival. It's called In the Glass Cage. As far as the director's name, it's a German film. I cannot remember the director's name. It was hard to pronounce anyway. So sorry. Please, apologies. But In the Glass Cage is the name of the film. Please check it out. And the last film that I saw was by a friend to the show, Rashad Ernesto Green, and it was called Gun Hill Road. And I don't know if you guys read my Facebook post, but I laughed, I cried, I laughed some more, and then I cried again.
Okay.
Rashad is off the hook. Like, he is the new incoming Spike Lee. Like, he's on that level. This is, and again, this is the guy that won the BET Directors Challenge. He is blazing trails. He's an innovator. This movie was about a Hispanic guy from the Bronx who's in prison who gets released to find that his only son is now transgendering into a female. So you can imagine. Yeah, exactly. So, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
What is it called? I'm sorry, what is it called again?
That movie is called Gun Hill Road.
And
there's actually going to be...
That's an indie?
Yeah, that's an indie. But it's going to be released in New York on August 5th. And that's going to be the premiere of it, the official premiere on August 5th in New York. I will be attending that, and anybody else that wants to join me, come on along. That's on August 5th.
All right, I might fly out there for it.
He'll be on the show.
You'll hop on a plane in a minute.
He'll be on the show August 1st, too, to talk about that. So I look forward to
seeing definitely, that. Definitely. He's excited about that as well. I got a chance to talk to him after the screening. Yeah. But that's
excited.
It for me. I want to do a shout-out to the artist AV from Camden. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, homie.
Happy birthday. Well, thank you, Chike.
Oh, wait a minute. We have to give away something.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
About that. We have to give away something. Mr. Richard Glass and Faith Evans with Glass Hair Products. We got to give away something.
Yes.
Let's see.
Do we have a winner?
We've had winners. We've had winners for the past 3 weeks now.
Oh, okay.
So, let's see. I guess this would be an easy question since I'm just making it up off the cuff. Which city and state is the Stephen Knight Show housed? Where's the home of the Stephen Knight Show? The first person to Twitter me that will win Glass Hair Product.
And what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Absolutely Chike.
Right.
Again, that's at Absolutely Chike. And where is the Stephen Knight Show housed? Where's the home of the Stephen Knight Show?
Right, and so if you want to win one of Richard Glass and Faith Evans' hair care products, make sure you tweet Chike at Absolutely Chike the answer to the question. You will definitely win. Be the first one to do it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, Chike.
Thank you, guys, and I'll see you next week.
All right, hon. Have a good one.
You too. Good night.
Well, as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you in the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We definitely want to hear from you.
So make sure to hit us up on Facebook. We ask you this every week. I know that most of you have already, and for some of you still, we're still waiting. So please like us on Facebook, the Stephen Knight Show. Also, follow us on Twitter, the Stephen Knight Show, SHO. Each and every Monday, we post the question of the day. We do that every day, and a lot of you guys participate on the Stephen Knight question of the day. So make sure you do so on Mondays so we can use your answers and discuss your answers and your opinions on the show.
Well, today the question of the day, Ms. Parker, I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but it is, say that you and your ex, you all break up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you all remain friends and both move on. Could you at any point go on a double date with you and your new significant other?
Your new partner, right.
Right, and your ex and their new partner. Could you ever do that as well?
I think so. I think she was on the phone with a guy that I dated 3 or 4 years ago the other day, and you know, I ran into him out, and he was acting kind of funny because I was with guys. Now, a lot of my friends are guys. So, you know, I ended up texting him. I was like, you know, it was okay. You could stay and say hi, whatever. And he was like, well, I wasn't sure if any of those guys were your, you know, your boyfriend or you were dating. And I was like, even if it was, you still could say hi. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
And so I was like, well, are you dating any women? We could do a double date. He's like, hell no. And he's like going off. And he was like, I would never do that. He was like, are you crazy? Like, I think most guys wouldn't.
Yeah,
I could.
You could do it?
Yeah, because when I'm done, I'm kind of done. So I don't think it'll matter.
One girl, she tweeted that guys, it's different with guys and girls. Guys are more possessive. So that was her opinion. But
yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I didn't want to see you with anyone else, even though, you know, they screwed up or whatever.
Well, my thing is, I don't want to see you with anyone else. I don't want to be in my face. You know what I mean? You know, I already know you're probably going to move on, but I don't want to see you. You know what I mean?
Now, I couldn't do that with everyone I've dated, but some people that I have dated, yes, I could.
Okay.
So I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, and the situation.
Yeah, and how it ended and things like that.
Well, I'm interested to hear what our listeners think, so make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter and let us know what you think, and we'll be right back.
EOTM Radio. Go to EOTMRadio.com and check out the blog site, EOTMblog.com. Yeah. EOTM Radio has the best music talk shows. EOTM Radio.
EOTM.
Yeah.
It's Mother Jesus, baby.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. Ms. Parker, more on entertainment news.
There's a lot going on today. I was up all groggy because, you know, Mondays and not Mondays.
Right.
And they started talking about J-Lo. I was like, did I miss something? Her and Mark Anthony are getting a divorce. Now I like them together because I know everyone thinks that Mark Anthony and her never really, you know, made sense anyways. But I really like them together because I like Mark Anthony a lot.
Yeah. I was
like
shocked
his music.
They were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I was shocked that they were divorced.
I wouldn't say I was shocked, but I know there was a lot of jokes going around on the radio.
Yeah,
it was pretty entertaining today. You know, they have 3-year-old twin, boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly they're doing a reality show, and they're still going to move forward with it after 7 years of being together. So
yeah, that's what
I guess
I
it's something. I think it's mutual, and you know, they're still about their money. So,
they try to get that money. They say don't let
Exactly. So they're going to move forward with the show. And I think she's staying on American Idol because they weren't sure if she was going to stay on or not.
Okay.
So I think she is going to go ahead and stay on the show. I'm sorry, before I move forward with entertainment, I'd have to mention this. It was a tragedy in the building that I live in.
Oh, yeah.
A couple were killed, lost their lives, whatever, on 2 floors above and on the 19th floor. Apparently, it was a murder-suicide. So, you know, my condolences to their family and friends. And also, you know, they had 2 little kids. They were found okay.
It
was a very sad story. The kids look familiar. I've been trying to find pictures of the couple online. I haven't been able to. I may have, you know, ran into them in the elevator. I'm not sure, but they were going through a divorce, and no relationship should end that way. So, you know, people learn how to let each other go.
People grow, people change, people grow apart. You know, cherish the time you have with them and learn how to let them go. So
exactly.
Definitely my heart goes out to their family and friends on that one.
Yeah, I agree.
On that one. Have you heard of anything else going on? You might be a little bit out of the loop. Casey Anthony was released. I know she was released on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And she went into hiding. No one knows where she is. Her lawyer is saying that her mother, her family, and her relationship is kind of beyond repair right now.
But they did
ask her parents to be decoys so she can get out of there, but they refused. But she refused to see them. And she was had been found innocent, she refused to see her mother. Anyway, so there's a lot going on in that family. No one knows where she is. She was last seen entering the parking deck, underground parking deck of the lawyer's attorney's office, and then no one's seen her since, so she's been hiding. I think it's the best thing for her, for her safety.
Yeah.
I don't think
she
can be walking around. But I heard that she had a deal to do an interview for $1 million, but the interview required her to do a lie detector test. So she was going
to
move forward with this. She changed her mind. She's not going
to
do that anymore. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a crazy case. It's still crazy. Yeah, but like you said, she's estranged from her friends and from her family, and so it's kind of difficult to see where she'll go, you know what I mean? But, one of my friends said she needs to get plastic surgery and move overseas.
Yeah, because apparently some lady thought she saw her in a convenience store somewhere, and she went screaming and yelling, and the person she saw wasn't Casey Anthony, but that poor girl almost got murdered. It was a comedian on the Conjoined show, and he was like, my aunt looks like OJ. Anybody try to murder her? He's like, we call her Juice. He said his aunt looks like OJ.
Yeah, they ain't gonna mess with
it. Yeah, they were making all kinds of jokes and stuff. But apparently she's better off in hiding.
Yeah.
Going on in the entertainment, Beyonce's dad, I don't understand what's really going on with Beyonce and her dad. I know that she fired him.
Yeah.
She needed a girl. She wanted to be her own person. She's an adult, blah, blah, blah. But apparently that had to do with some money that was being stolen from her tour. And and supposedly she cleaned house after that, including her father. She never talked to him about it. She just let him go. She still has a father and daughter relationship with him, but I believe they're not any professional relationship, any professional connection left between them manager. So now she doesn't even have a manager. So I think she's going the whole Jay-Z route where you manage your own wealth.
Right. Yeah. I was reading on it today because no one knew why she severed management ties with her father, but it came out because Matthew Knowles filed paperwork at the court saying that he did not steal money from Beyonce because she went on that tour, that big tour that lasted over a year. And so money was missing from that tour. And Matthew Knowles is saying that it was Live Nation, people from Live Nation, who they're the ones that produced the tour. They produced all the large tours for all the different artists, Lil Wayne, all the. And he's saying it's someone within them who's planted the seed in Beyonce that it's her father. And so they have like a, they're trying to maintain the family thing, but business wise, he's saying it's best that it's handled in court because, it's his word against theirs, and Live Nation is powerful, so it just depends on how it comes out. But he wishes her the best, and he loves his daughter, and she loves her daddy. That's why she didn't bring it up initially because she didn't want to throw him in the bus. She just wanted to handle it herself.
Yeah, I mean, when you're making that much money, people think it's easy to steal from you because you can't keep track of it.
Right,
there's a lot of stealing that goes on when that much money is involved in, something like a tour or a big event like that. So, I wish her well, and, that's her dad, so he's always going to be her dad. And and I wish them both well. So I heard Nicki Minaj called the police this weekend. I don't know what's going on with that. Her boyfriend slash road manager slash hype man supposedly hit her.
Right. Yeah.
But then I heard they're both denying it ever happened. I mean,
yep.
The 911 call, is that confirmed? Do you know?
TMZ had the police report.
The
police report. But Nicki Minaj tweeted something like, if you think I let any man put his hands on me and he wasn't rolled out in a stretcher, you know, basically, it doesn't happen like that. So they're both denying it, but TMZ has the police report, so who knows, you know.
Oh, no. I never know what's going on with her, so.
Right.
I think I'm just going to stay out of that one. but I read a really funny story today. A guy was kicked out of Pizza Hut in North Carolina for wearing a dress.
Yeah, he was wearing a dress and pizza.
I think you saw that?
Yeah, I saw the picture. He was like, he had on his dress, like, and he was just a normal dude, like, he didn't have no wig on, nothing, just normal. And they asked him to leave, and he said that he understands everybody doesn't respect his outfit, but he don't think he should be treated that way.
I kind of agree with him.
I agree.
It's not that big of a deal.
If you saw him, it was funny.
The stuff we see in Atlanta?
Come on.
The stuff we see out here? I mean, he should have worn a dress. He felt like a dress that day. Like, you wake up and you feel like this. You felt like a dress.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's funny. One of my favorite personalities on TV, on reality TV, Ivanka Trump. I think she's so pretty. Had a baby girl.
Yeah.
Congrats to her and her husband.
Congrats.
Can't wait for the next apprentice. Hopefully we get to see the baby.
Yeah.
She may be saying you're fired.
Right. Exactly.
That would be her first word. You're fired.
Anything else?
That's it. Something's going on with the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yeah. I heard about that. The military?
Yeah. Did you read? Cause I was trying to get all these stories right before we came on. I didn't get the gist of all of it. I'm sorry. I've been, you know, traveling and stuff. But,
right. You know, there's been controversy over the whole don't ask, don't tell in the military.
Yeah, I know
so they've
been trying to reverse it. But I don't see why fix it if it's not broken.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that they're going to get rid of the don't ask, don't tell policy, but they will not award marriage benefits to gay couples. So,
oh, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I remember when Clinton, you know, when he signed a don't ask, don't tell. And I don't know, I think it doesn't hurt. It's not a hurtful policy. I don't understand why they're trying to reverse it. I mean, if someone asks me, you want to tell, why not? I mean,
right.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't see a big deal with that.
Well, let's move on to my homie, Mr. Aaron. You there, Aaron?
Hey, Ron, what's going on in sports?
Hey, y'all. Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I was just listening to you all talking about a lot of stuff, man. A lot going on in the world.
Exactly.
Pretty much, man, sports, other than the women's soccer game.
The
U.S. women almost won, man.
I didn't even think that many people were interested in soccer. I saw all that stuff on Facebook. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Just win.
Yeah, people won.
Mm-hmm. Since 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like a fad, you know. But soccer is really not my sport of choice. Yeah, so I don't really want to like talk about it too much, but I am very.
Well, that's the only thing going on.
But it's the only thing going on, right? It's really like the only thing going on, and I am a very patriotic person. So go USA! You almost won. Big ups to Japan. You know,
congratulations. It might be good for Japan after the tsunami and everything going on, just to kind of build their morale as a country, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, they actually need some really, really good things going for them right now. So definitely. in the world of football, man, it's still the same thing, man. Wow. Yeah, they're saying that possibly they can come up with a deal by Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm still saying that if a deal is not done by the end of, I'd say by the end of next week, man, it's going to be tough to actually have a full NFL season, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough now.
How do you think it's going to impact our society without a football season?
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy without football, man. I think that
there's
going to be...
Oh, I have to say, all the single ladies, dude's going to be all out.
It's going to be
on
Sundays.
Like they are when football's not on.
Wow.
It's going to be really odd.
It's
going to
be more
pool
parties and people funny stuff to do.
Yeah.
On Sundays, when guys are watching football, it's like everything's dead.
And there's actually probably going to be like a lot more people actually going to church on Sunday also probably.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah. A lot more
hey,
people.
Hey, Ron, let me ask
you. What's up?
I heard about Kobe Bryant, a scandal with him. Turns out that he's had all these different affairs and whatnot, and how he's starting to lose. Well, he was in talks of playing in some game overseas somewhere. It was
right.
Several million dollars, but because of this scandal that's broken out, that he lost that deal. Have you heard anything about that?
I heard parts of it. Like, I didn't know what had happened as far as why him playing overseas didn't work out. I didn't know that it had to do with like him having. Of what I guess more like cheating scandal is
some lady is suing him for a ring that she supposedly was promised by him, a prostitute.
Yeah. Oh
yeah.
Lord, not another Tiger Woods. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
What's going on with these brothers, man?
But look, speaking of Tiger Woods, you know that one of the girls he had an affair with, Rachel, she gave back the money that he was supposed to give her, and now she's suing the Gloria Allbright, the attorney.
Hold on, suing her, or is she suing her?
She is. Rachel.
What do you mean she gave up the money? Gave it to who?
Well, Tiger Woods. Well, basically, you know, she went on Celebrity Rehab, and she was doing some other interviews, and so Gloria Allbright, her attorney, worked out a deal so that she would not be able to get, that's kind of like a gag order, like several million dollars. And something happened where she felt like Gloria kind of sold her out because they were saying that
she probably made less money than she would have made if she would have settled with him and took that money.
But they're also saying that she may have, even though she never said his name, she may have,
violated the gag order.
Violated it, right.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
So she was going to lose the money anyway. So what she did was she gave the money back to Tiger Woods, and now she's suing Gloria Allbright.
She needs to just go home now. Her 15 minutes have actually been
right.
over like a while ago. I mean, she's right. I mean, come on. Rob, see, that's what I don't like. Okay, I understand that this is a capitalistic society. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, whenever someone wants to capitalize on another person's pain or tragedy, i.e. Casey Anthony trying to do a book or like a movie, everything off of the tragic loss of your child, or with Rachel Yucatel trying to make money off of Tiger Woods and their affair and his divorce and that's to me is just low. It's just really low.
Yeah.
You're scum. You're disgusting. And to me, she got what was coming to her. Now she has no money. Uh-oh.
Yeah, she lost the money.
Uh-oh.
That's all right. I'm gonna stay out of this one.
No, go ahead.
No, that's okay.
I mean, people gonna make their money, but I don't think that it's necessarily right. That's just my little take on it. You know, I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it. I just don't think that it's particularly classy, if you ask me.
That's all.
But that's just me. But no, I didn't know that that more women have been coming out with Kobe about the Kobe Bryant. I didn't know that.
I
just gotta say this really, really quickly. Brothers, if you don't wanna be faithful to your woman, man, don't marry. Especially if you Kobe status, Tiger Woods status, why get married? You ain't gotta get married. Enjoy being a bachelor, do the single brother thing, whatever, but why get married and then, you know, bring all this mess into it? That's just my take on it. And that's Ron.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
I agree too.
Okay. I appreciate it. Cool. That's pretty right. Much it, man.
So shout out to Twitter if people can tweet you.
Yes, sir. Ron Cosby1 at Twitter.
All right, everyone. We appreciate you. Now, I know.
No problem.
Ms. Perks is about to fall asleep on us. Janera, you there?
Yes, I am.
Girl, it's been forever.
No, we haven't seen her in about 3-4 weeks.
Don't make me feel bad, please.
You said you've been on vacation
bad.
With Stephen Knight Show. I almost called out. And I said, what? I almost called out. I was like, I can't do
yeah.
it. But I'm back now, and I have so much stuff, y'all. Y'all going to be like, yeah, y'all gonna be like, you just need to shut up and go back on vacation. I mean, seriously, when I get to telling you about all this stuff, it's like ridiculous. And I guess that they're doing this because like so many people are having so many sales because fall is coming. And you know, like that, like I always tell everybody, they always have to clear out their spring and summer inventory and make room for the fall and winter inventory. So that's what they're in the process of doing right now. So I have so much stuff to tell you guys about. The first thing is the Limited. They're having a sale, and I'm talking about, like, this is a bomb sale. It's like the sale of the year for me at the Limited. They're having an extra 40% off their clearance. Then they have all of their tops are buy one, get one 50% off. Then they have, if you buy a stacking, you get a pair of pants or a shirt free. So these are all different sales that are going on within the same store. So that's the first thing I had to tell you guys about. The second thing is Bloomingdale's. Now, I was just in Bloomingdale's. I just happened to go in there the other day. And, I did have to buy something. They're having a 40% off of their clearance. I got, like, two dresses out of there, one for $30, one for $25. So... And, of course, this is Bloomingdale's, so, you know, these things had to be marked down, like marked all the way down. And then I got an additional 40% off of that. So they're having an additional 40% off of all of the clearance items. And they have a lot of stuff to choose from. So it's not just like the old nasty leavings, you know, like the stuff that's just been cast aside. No, this is, like, really decent, good stuff. I mean, they had, like, designer jeans, they had, of course, dresses, all types of summer dresses. And, you know, since we're in the dead of summer, that was great for me. You know, shoes, handbags, they have everything. The entire store, all of their clearance stuff is an additional 40% off. So you might want to head on into Bloomingdale's. And there are two in the Atlanta area. But, you can check online if you want to locate a store. Another store that I get excited about every single year is Nordstrom. And they're having their anniversary sale. And basically with Nordstrom's anniversary sale, they already marked down their clearance items, of course, but they even put like they're starting to display like all their stuff for the fall. And I know it's kind of early because it's just July, but they're displaying all their stuff for the fall, and that stuff is on sale. And that's almost unheard of at this time of year, all the new items being on sale. So that's why I absolutely love Nordstrom, because they have sense enough to put some of their expensive stuff on sale for us broke folks. So I will definitely be visiting Nordstrom. Another one of my friends, I have so many favorites, it doesn't even make any sense. I don't even think you can call them favorites because it's just ridiculous. Another store that's having a great, great, great sale is the outlet, Saks Off 5th, and that's the Saks outlet. And through tomorrow, you can take an additional 30% off of all of their premium denim. So this is like 7, Rock and Republic. And by the way, just in case everybody didn't know, Rock and Republic is going to start being sold exclusively at Kohl's. And that's, I don't know. That's probably going to bring down the brand, like the premium quality of the brand a little bit. So I'm going to be interested to see what they do there. But starting, I think, next fall, fall of 2012, they're going to start selling Rock and Republic at Kohl's. So we'll see how that works out. But in the meantime, they have it on sale at Saks Fifth Avenue or Office, and you can get 30% off of that. So, like I said, that's Paige Denim for women, Rock and Republic for everybody, Sevens for everybody. What else? AG jeans. I mean, all types of designer jeans. All of their premium jeans are on sale for an additional 30% off through tomorrow. And another one, Last Call by Neiman Marcus, they're also having a super duper sale that I wish I could get to. I won't be able to get to it by tomorrow because it is the outlet. They're having their sale, and they're having 30% off of all of the regular prices and an extra 50% off of all of the clearance prices. And that is also through tomorrow night. So, you know, if you can, but the good thing about Neiman Marcus Last Call is that you can shop online. So you might want to try to get that. You can't get that with Saks, but you can't get that with Neiman Marcus. So you might want to try to look online and see if there's anything going on that you can, you know, actually purchase, because all of their clearance items in the whole store are an additional 50% off of the already reduced prices and 30% off of all of the regular prices. If you're, like, you know, very conservative, I have a sale for you, and Klein. They're having a 48-hour sale, and that started today, so it's going to end tomorrow. With Anne Klein, they're having up to 75% off of all of their shoes and apparel. So if you can't find an Anne Klein store, which I know there's one, you know, they're scattered throughout the malls everywhere, but they're also doing this online sale. So that's one that you might want to check out if you're more conservative. Of course, I don't shop at Anne Klein if I ever need any type of suit. When I do go to Anne Klein, it's for a suit. And if I ever need any type of suit with Anne Klein, I just go to TJ Maxx. I mean, seriously, because it's so much cheaper. But, you know, some people want to get their stuff straight out of the store. So if you want to, this now's the time because they're having a sale with up to 75% off. Armani Exchange, they're also having a sale, and you can take an additional 30% off of all of their sale items. So that's also the thing if you're really into Armani Exchange. And the last sale that I want to tell you guys about is Nine West. I always talk about Nine West because they always have, like, all these great, great sales. Well, this one you can get $10 off of your $50 purchase or more. And then they're also having a sale. This is off of regular items, regularly priced items. But they're also having a sale where you can get up to 60% off of their sale items. So that's also something that you might want to check out with Nine West. And with Nine West, you never know when their sales are going to end. So, I mean, it could end tomorrow. It could last through next month. I mean, you just never know. Because the 60% off sale, they just keep on adding more items to it. So no telling when that's going to end. That's probably going to end sometime at the end of the summer. And then they're going to ramp another one up mid-fall. That's usually how they do their sales in Nine West. So that's something that you might want to check out.
I redeemed myself for what? Okay. I'm sitting here just drooling because I'm broke from all the traveling and I can't get none of this stuff.
Well, I'll be back next week with some more stuff, but I just said
yeah,
I want to
on payday.
A lot of stuff. I know, right? Next week, right? I know. I feel the same way. Because I was at Bloomingdale's, and I said, oh, girl, you do not need to be buying these dresses, but $25, you really can't beat that.
True.
And another one that I also shopped at this weekend, which I shouldn't be, I know some people are going to be slapping my hand for this, for doing all the shopping when I said I was going to be just saving money. Macy's is having a sale. Now, they have a sale of up to 65% off of their sale prices. So it's not an additional 65% off. It's an additional their sale is 65% off, up to 65% off of the regularly priced items. So that's what they're doing with a lot of their sale stuff, and they have a lot of stuff on sale. Like, I really had to run out of this store screaming because I like to shop their impulse section, which is something that you might like. But it's oh, my God. They have, like, Rachel Roy and Barbara.
Oh, my God.
I love that. But they're having a sale right now, and I know that sale is going to be good. Like, they, you know, have a one-day sale, like, every other week. So I'm sure that you can go in there next week and find some stuff in there on sale. And they actually might even be an additional percentage off if you're, you know, if you know what you're doing. So, you know, but anyway, that's
well,
all
thank
I
you, Ms. Ferguson. You have a lot for us. We have to move on. We'll have an interview. But no,
okay,
but thank you. Thank,
all right.
But thank you a lot. And also, as always, go on budgetshopaholic.com for the latest finds for Janera. Thanks, Janera, as always.
Thanks, Janera.
All right.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.GetHypeOnline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Ms. Parker's on there too.
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute.
That's okay. Producer, singer, songwriter KR was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. Started singing at the age of 14 at family gatherings, church functions, and school talent shows. KR attended North Atlanta High School for Performing Arts, where he was voted the most outstanding male artist. Through his journey, he has picked up production writing skills as he writes all his music, but also loves to collaborate. KR wants to conquer a plateau of music from R&B, hip-hop to pop and have audiences across the board, race and countries. And hopefully he wants to help it be a stepping stone to bring new artists in and be an executive in the music industry. KR describes his music smooth and sexy where needed, hard and hood when it's time, and diverse club starter, which explains his influences, which range from Sam Cooke, R. Kelly, Ron Isley, Michael Jackson, Prince, Coldplay, Jay-Z, T.I., Jeezy, and just to name a few. Please help me welcome Cato Reed. What's up, man? How you doing?
Yo, yo. What's up, Mr. Stephen Knight?
I'm glad to have you on, man. I'm sorry for having you host wait so long, but, you know,
hey,
we're back live. We're happy to be here, so glad to have you on, though.
I understand how it goes. No problem at all, and I definitely appreciate it.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's get into it. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Born and raised in Atlanta. Grady baby. Been singing all my life. you know what I'm saying? Trying to get my name out there, get my music out there. As you said, singer-songwriter. You know what I'm saying? I definitely love to collab with other artists. You know, and I definitely love to collaborate with rappers. You know what I'm saying? Because rappers seem to pull that swag up out you, you know, and it actually makes you work harder because, you know, they pushing 16, I'm pushing 8, you know, but they just make you want to go hard in that little time that I do have.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when did you first fall in love with music and realize it's what you wanted to do, you wanted to make your career?
It had to be around the time, see, when I was a young cat, we had, like, Age Towns and people like that out. And just listening to the guys, like all the stuff that Teddy Riley produced from the Key Sweats to the guy, you know, R. Kelly came around, Josie came around. So it just hit me, man. And I was actually dancing. And then I started, you know, getting on my mom's nerves, you know, and I'll crib down and then the swats and, you know, her telling me to hush that noise up. And sooner or later, I was on a track meet, And some girls said, I heard that you could sing. And I said, a little bit. And I just hit them something. And, you know, from then on, the reaction that I got, it planted a seed in me. And, you know, it grew from there.
Let me ask you, I know that I moved here to Atlanta because of the growing music scene and how the budding music scene. How do you feel this being your home that so many people come here to actually launch careers? How do you feel about it being an ATLE?
Being here, I've seen it change a lot. You know, so I have actually seen the time when LaFace was here. And LaFace actually left L.A. Reid, went to New York. A lot of the industry here had died down for a while. We still got producers here, like big names from Dallas to Jermaine Dupri, Polo to Dunn. You know, I actually kind of feel personally that a lot of the industry has kind of moved away, you know.
Yeah.
But through the power of the internet, we still have the world at the tip of our fingers. So, you know, you can do a song at your home, at a studio, and the world can hear it. You know, the next day.
That's true.
So, you know,
yeah.
It's just that's the way the things are evolving, and we have to kind of evolve with it just to keep up out here, for sure.
Well, I know that your music has been described as being very diverse. What inspires that sound for you to go from pop to hip hop to R&B? What inspires that?
The fact that I went to performing arts school. And it was the first time I was around just diversity. And for people from all over the world, from Asia to Europe to here, voting me most talented in my class, you know, I felt great about that. And I wanted that when I tried to make an impact on the world, and it was through my music. So by me being from the south side of town, of course, it's kind of, hood a little bit, you have that hood swag, but at the same time, I kept that in the back of my mind that I have to keep in mind that I do want to reach the world also.
Right.
It caused me to go from R&B and evolve into more like popish music, the techno dance music, and once I started doing that, I started having a lot more fun doing that. And, you got some cats out here like Flo Rida and Pitbull. I'm seeing these guys leave Florida and go to Germany the next day making millions, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I want that. I want all audiences to love Cato Reid's music.
Yeah. To have something for everybody.
For sure.
Well, I know that you will be shooting a new video for a song we'll be listening to later on called Take It Slow.
Yeah.
What are you doing to prepare? Is this your first video shoot, is this correct?
I'm actually in the process of shooting a video for another single right now. It's called
You
Like It, but Take It Slow is definitely, we're going to make that official. When we do that, it's going to be a little bit more intimate. It's going to be a little bit more R&B, it's intimate when I get to that. So that definitely be the next video that I shoot.
Okay. So what project are you working on right now?
I'm working on my mixtape, which is pretty much complete. With Five Hits Entertainment. It's called Streets After Dark. We have finished that up and submitted some songs to DJ Eldo on the north side of town in Gwinnett. And we actually just getting that wrapped up and probably do a couple of interludes and, you know, put it out there on the streets.
What can people expect from that, from your mixtape?
On the mixtape, we're actually making sure that we go from R&B to that pop scene. You know, all in one CD. You know, just so people won't hear that first song and say, this is him. You know, when you get to the fourth song, you're going to say, well, check this out, because this cat is trying to do international music also. So let's not throw him in the box.
Yeah. So what is the one thing when you think about your fans and you know, I've been on your Reverb Nation page, you have a lot of, you think about your fans and the diversity that you bring, whatnot. What is it that you want them to take away after listening to, let's say, this mixtape you have coming out, or any music you produce? What's the biggest thing you want them to take away from it?
I really just want the appreciation. Like, they always say, if you have a passion, the job that you're doing, it's not a job. It's actually something that you can do for free because you love it so much. Even though we have to eat, you know, I do want people to say, I appreciate the fact that this guy has built and created his own lane he's writing, he's producing his own music. I if he's just one person that consider the fact that, you know, I sit alone and I make these tracks and I have to write to them, then I have to express myself when I'm starting to sing to these tracks,
yeah.
You know, my job is done. You know, I just if I only had 100,000 fans, I would be so grateful, because I know how hard it is for cats out here to make it. I'm very humble, and I just want to connect with everybody that hears my music, downloads it, and share it with others.
Yeah. Well, I've heard Take It Slow and So Clean. We'll be listening to those in our playlist in the next half hour. Briefly, tell me what each of those songs, what they mean to you, starting with Take It Slow.
All right, Take It Slow is definitely a hardcore R&B song. It's pretty much mm-hmm. catered to the ladies, you know. The beat is hard enough for, you know, a guy to bump in his car when he got his lady friend with him. And but the song is definitely, lyric-wise, is for the ladies. Okay. So Close, we are on a faster tip. I collaborated with a rapper by the name of Big Tuck. He's out in Houston, Texas. He's more on that Flo Rida, Pitbull tip, and I got with him, and I was definitely like, man, you got a good sound. Let's do something for the clubs. Let's do something that can actually, you know, take off. So he did the track on that one, wrote the hook, and I left him with it, and he came back with a smash.
Well, tell our listeners where they can check you out online.
Definitely Reverb Nation. That's ReverbNation.com/Kato Reed. Kato Reed is KAYTORED. You can check me out on Twitter as well, at Kato Reed. You got Facebook, Kato Reed, and you got SoundCloud. Just Google Kato Reed, and I should be popping up. Yeah, there you go.
And we have links to we have a link on our Facebook page as well, where you can check them out. Well, listen, Kato Reed, definitely want to thank you for being on the show tonight. Wish you much success with your mixtape. I can't wait to get my hands on it, and I'll definitely be checking out for you, man.
Thank you, sir. I definitely appreciate you having me.
All right. And again, for more information about Kato Reed, please visit us on our Facebook page. We'll be right back.
For sure.
The radio show, in association with Angels Clubhouse, bring you the West Coast Show-Off, going down July the 30th, 2011, at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Come enjoy new future stars of tomorrow as they show off their skills on stage. For ticket or performance information, visit our website at www.theradioshow.com or call 323-331-8573, 323-331-8573.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Ms. Park, I want to go through a little bit of some response we got on the question of the day, which was if you and your ex broke up and got the question. You and your ex break up but you remain friends and eventually move on, could you do a double date with your significant other and your ex and their new mate? And we just got a few responses. We had a lot of, well, Rakira, she's someone who usually comments. She said, no, that's just weird. Crystal said, for sure she could. Kanye, she said, first Bree, you know, she said, H, no, and why would you want to do that? Shaking her head. And Kanye agreed. She said, as a matter of fact, I could, but I agree with Bree. Why would you want to do that?
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. You agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I could, but why?
Yeah. Julius put, he could. Sometimes he's trying to pawn them off on someone else so he can get out his hair. Jennifer said, men and women are different. Men are, that was mine, not all men, but most. So she's saying that, because I put, I don't think I could. She was just saying the difference between men and women, which you said you kind of agree with that. Raheem, real talk. He has his own entertainment series. He put on there, yes, that way you know you really have moved on if you can do that. So, but a lot of people
that is true.
A lot of people felt like it was awkward. Some people thought, why would you want to do this? Some people said, I could. A-Ron said, it depends on the situation and circumstances. And Katie just simply said, no. So I think it just depends on, like, for me, it depends on the circumstances. I probably couldn't do it anyway, but it you know, just depends on that. But, we'll continue to have more questions of the day. Also, remind you that you can go on our website, the StephenKnightShow.web.com, for more information for more information on exclusives about our contest that we have going on, shows to come. Now, I do want to announce a show that we do have next week coming up, Ms. Parker.
I'm sorry?
I want to announce the show that we have coming up. I usually don't do this on the air.
You think you should?
I think I should.
I'm very excited. Okay, go ahead.
I'm pleased to announce that next week on our show, we will have the one and only Fonzworth Bentley. He will come in and talk about his book. He'll talk about his book that he has coming out, and he also has an EP coming out. So
and Ms. Parker will be asking a whole lot of questions.
Right. I'm excited.
I have my own interview sheet.
You have your own sheet ready for him?
I'm ready for him.
Yeah, so that'll be definitely exciting to have one next week.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll go to commercial break. When we come back, we'll go into Steven's playlist. Right back.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
So now it's time to go into Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we will select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight our playlist features songs by both major and independent artists. You'll hear songs by Cato Reed, who we just interviewed, Sue Twan, Beyonce, and many more.
All right, we're tired of you sending us crap, so send good music. I have to throw that out there. If you're interested, on being featured on the Steven Knight playlist, please send us your good music. Email us at thestevenknightshow@gmail.com. Attach one of two good songs, your bio, well written, two good promotional pictures. Claire, not off your camera phone in the bathroom with the toilet seat up in the bathroom. Good for you.
Oh, God.
All songs must be edited. You can't be talking about your baby mama calling her the B word. Not going to work.
Not going to work.
No curse words at all. We look forward to hearing from you.
Well, I guess you broke down what we're looking for. Make sure your stuff is professional. Anyway, I just found out that Kato's song Take It Slow, we're having technical issues with that, so we'll definitely play that next week. But the first song we're going to play is So Close by Cato Reed. Check it out and enjoy Steven's play.
Enjoy, people.
Lost my mind. Baby look good with a nice little wine. You can see it from the front, sugar. all that behind. Standing 5'9 with some high heels on. Got a nice little purse that I can see along. Soon as the beat breaks, baby, it's on. Cause you know the deal, girl, we can get gone. Homie run along, cause it's all me. Don't be mad at me saying, cause your girl on me. Body so close, she might as well be. She came with you, but she will leave with me. Shawty next to me, in a brand new fit. Mag lip gloss, shining all on the lips. Grinding on the floor with my hands on the hips. Kid will let them know the deal when the hook hits.
Goes around, come back around. There was time to face the fact that I'm the one that got away. Lord knows that it will take another place, another time, another world, another life. Thank God I found the good in goodbye.
Try to fight this case.
took one look at you,
one time,
and it was plain to see you were
music.
My destiny.
We the big bank boys on the boulevard, putting all the pretty girls in the pretty cars. Thou shalt not with rosé pockets. Fill 100 shots when I pop it. I feel for you, Baccaran on my arm, 20 million Teflon Don, God bless, all the D-boys on the rise, with my baby girl by my side, baby, baby.
You know I'm looking for someone special for a long, long time, that I can share my dreams, someone I can call, and every night I'm pushing, hoping that it's only getting closer, cause I'll find you.
Never through the heart, let the blood drip. Somebody call the doctor cause I'm lovesick. Man, I done had it with this love. I'm done, just cause you make me don't mean that you the one. Most dudes only good for they tongue. Fucking with the cream, be it ain't safe. Just leave a stinger in your face.
And I'm tired of being by myself.
you. But one thing for sure,
the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. Swear, I'ma do it like I never had it at all. Put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Strong, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. What? Follow us around and make the show for it.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this like it's my last. Swear I'ma do it like I never had.
She rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be hit with you. Ask me how I feel. I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time.
for the west side, west side. Let me see them
hands up in the air.
Yeah. And two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air. Yeah.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air.
Yeah. Now I'ma
hit the drink up.
Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing
and
nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last.
I swear
I'ma do it like I
like I never had it as.
And
playlist. Stephen's playlist. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, we want to give a shout out to Cato Reed for being on our show tonight.
Yeah, we end up playing both of his songs, right?
We play both of his songs. I think one kind of cut off a little early, but we'll definitely play them again, keep them in our rotation so everyone
sure.
can hear his music. Definitely sound good. And also check him out at reverbnation.com/Cato Reed altogether. There's a link on our Facebook page as well. I want to remind you to keep listening to them. We have giveaways right now from Richard Glass and Faith Evans, their hair care products. Hopefully you tweeted CK with the answer to his question, where is the Stephen A. Show
house? He can't make this stuff so easy. He probably gave this stuff for himself.
Right. I know. It'd be the easiest question. Miss Parker, how's your week looking?
Like every week.
Every
work,
week, yeah.
Work, work, and work. And I'm
work,
busy,
work, work, then play, huh?
Busy weekend, so.
Yeah. Well, to all of you, we hope you all have a great week. Don't forget, spread the word. Next week we have Fonsworth Bentley on the show.
Yep, I'm posting
them
on Facebook every day.
Yep. So
everyone have a productive week, and we'll see you back next weekend. No, next Monday.
Next Monday. Take care and have a good weekend.